Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support.
Yes, I have something that I'm not too sure, and I'm pretty sure I didn't buy no jewelry or anything, but anyway, I have a transaction that was done on the, let me hold on one second here. It was either the 16th or 17th for $39.99, and what I got as far as it says Lifetime Jewelry Trendies or something like that in Florida, and I'm pretty sure I didn't do this. I'm just trying to see if you could help me and see what this is because I have another thing that happened to my debit card that it hadn't, it's been captured by somebody else, so it's already been canceled and everything. But I didn't realize that I had this. So can you help me in any way? Because I do not have an account with you. I have never ordered from you, but I've got this charge from you.
What's that zip code for you?
My zip code is 31313.
Your first and last name?
Salter.
What's your first name?
Timothy or Tim?
And Salter.
Yes, Salter.
Right, one moment.
No.
Okay, and could you verify your shipping address for me? But you could just state the road.
4640 Highway 196 West.
Okay, so I do see an account here for you. Just bear with me for a moment while it loads up for me.
Okay, thank you. I'm good.
Okay, so which charge are we calling about?
As for it was done on the 16th or 17th, I think it went out on the 17th for $39.99.
Okay, so I do see that here. Okay, and I do see where you did give a call in. So they were supposed to cancel that account for you. I'm not sure why they didn't. So what I'm gonna do for you, I'm gonna get that $39.99 reversed and make sure I cancel this account so you will no longer be billed in the future.
Okay, well, here's the thing. That debit card has been canceled
Okay.
because there was another fraudulent charge on it, and I had to cancel it and everything. So, where do we go from there? Wait till I get my next debit card, give you another call back, and say, okay, now you can put it on this, or how would we do that?
So how it'll go down is like usually, well, I know like it'll go back to the account that it was created on, and even though you have another card, everything's still gonna switch over to that card. So, not like the charges, the charges and then like being billed again and stuff like that. But if you had made transaction off that and you're receiving a a refund from it, it's gonna go to that new card that you have.
Okay, so you're going to say that even though I've canceled the card that supposedly this was done on, I'm still going to get my $39.99 back, even though I'm getting a new card and the old one was canceled?
Uh-huh, because your bank gonna see it. Your bank gonna see that you're trying to receive that refund, because they still can see that, like, on their end, because I used to work for, like, for accounting and stuff. So on their end, they still see your old card, even though it's canceled. So they can see if anything is trying to arrive on it. And with them going to see it as a dispute, as a refund, they can process it to your new card.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at how many days that I should be looking for that refund?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Oh, you're going to give me that long. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Make sure that there's a note of this and everything. And when I call back after 5 days, or I mean, that would be 5 business days. So next week by Thursday, if I haven't received a refund, I'm calling you back. So make a note of that, please.
Okay, go ahead. And then if you would like, you could verify that information as well with your bank so they can, you know that it's coming as well. Just to make, if it makes you feel better.
Okay, well, that's fine. Like I said, I'll wait. I'll give you your 5 business days, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
All righty.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.